This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickie's on Packer Ave. Chickie's presenting Crab Fries for Heroes today for National French Fry Day. A portion of all proceeds from Crab Fry sales will be donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. Joining us now from WIP, of course, and NBC Sports Philadelphia, our good friend Ben Davis. Hello, Ben.
How you boys doing this afternoon?
Oh, we're doing good, man.
Ben Yami, what's
up,
brother?
Oh, we're doing good.
How we doing?
You were there. Before we get into the Phillies, we have to talk about the big baseball thing, which is Fritz to camera, of course. Now, you were there on the field. First question, were you now, you know, you're on the WIP morning show every week. Were you cheering for DeCamera in the DeCamera versus Fritz showdown the other day?
I'll be perfectly honest with you. I was Switzerland. I was neutral.
Hearing a lot of this from the morning show. You, Seltzer.
I said the other day when I was in on Wednesday, I said, I got nobody in this race. It doesn't affect my life one way or the other. So, you know, I had no skin in the game. So I was my only thing that I wanted out of that was that no one got hurt. That was the only thing I wanted. And fortunately, well, I was texting with Jack yesterday, and he said he was a little sore, but, you know, that comes with the business.
Yeah, I was going to say, nobody getting hurt, that wasn't a gimme. You know, like, there was at least a 30 or 40% chance we were calling an ambulance at some point. So I agree with you. The fact that Joe didn't get hurt running and Jack's arm is still on his body, I think, is a win.
I think that's a win.
Were you impressed by Jack's stuff and composure on the mound?
I was very impressed with his composure, and I was very impressed with his command. You know, I think that was the biggest question going into that. The rivalry was how many strikes he was going to throw. And once he filled up, I mean, the first pitch, boom, strike one. I'm like, oh, I said he's got it. So he was just filling it up, and the command was there. I was very impressed with the command.
And Joe switching to left-handed, the final two at-bats, did you see that as a panic move, or did that seem like a well-thought-out strategy to you?
No, I thought it was a panic move. I mean, he did put three balls in play right-handed, so I don't know why he would have gotten away from that. You could clearly see that he was never a switch hitter, and I guess it was just a panic move. Trying to get a different viewpoint, pitchers see hitters differently. There's a different window when you have a righty compared to a lefty up there. Maybe he thought he was going to try and get him off this game, but it was Fritz was undeterred. Undeterred he was.
Well, the stunning thing is, what's that?
I said he should have switched sooner.
Yeah, he was.
If he was going to do it.
The stunning thing is, Ben, when you talk to Joe about it, he swears he can hit left-handed. It wasn't a bit. Like, he was up there actually trying to get a hit left-handed, which is stunning to me. Yeah.
Well,
and he did put a few balls in play. All it has to do is he hit a ground ball in the right spot. You got a hit. you know.
Right.
So
no doubt.
I would have kept doing that
on turf. I mean, it's a faster surface, and you know, it could squeak one through those infielders who were playing fairly shallow against Joe. I mean, that, I would have probably stuck right-handed.
Yeah, we could have put traffic cones up in the outfield on Wednesday. So the final thing, how do you handicap the rest of the competition? So there's three left. There's tennis, running, and basketball. They're tied 1-1. We know that you're Switzerland and you're not cheering for anyone, but how do you see the rest of the competition going?
I honestly don't see, and I love being on the morning show, I love Joe to death, I don't see any scenario in which he wins. Wins the next, you know, running. Jack runs. He actually goes out running, and he's a hell of a lot younger. That's a big factor. I mean,
it's
a big thing. And then I think, just from what I saw, Joe doesn't seem to be so fleet of foot from what I saw the other day. So I think maybe
he runs groin first, Ben.
What is that style of running? He did not look like Usain Bolt out there. It wasn't the same form.
It was very cartoon-esque, I think, running. It was like his head was back and his chest was out. He's giving it all he could. But, you know, I don't know. I don't see a scenario in which Joe can pull us out. I just think Jack has a bit more athleticism, and he's being younger, obviously, it means a lot. I was very impressed with Jack's stamina the other day. I mean, it was a hot day. He's on the turf, but he was able to go out there and continue to battle.
Do you think you could have gotten a hit off of Jack?
Yeah. Easily.
I would have liked my chances. I would have liked my chances.
He still got it.
Yeah, it wasn't that impressive.
Yeah.
It wasn't that impressive.
I think I could have got a hit off Jack.
You think so?
Yeah.
Could have put one in
next year. I'd love to see you guys go at it next year.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Ben Davis with
us. I don't know if Jack's arm will allow that to happen.
No. This thing is hanging, Ben. This thing's hanging. Both parts of the elbow.
I went and threw to both of my boys yesterday. Our little guy, our 10-year-old, is like, Dad, can we go hit? I said, yeah, let's go hit. So we went over and hit, and my other guy was over there lifting, and then, you know, he said, let me get some swings. So I ended up throwing like two buckets of balls, and I woke up this morning, and I was sore. You know, and I can't imagine what Jack's going through. His arm must be hanging.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Phillies, obviously the less important of the two baseball things. I wanted to ask about one of their pitchers heading into the break, and that is Jesus Luzardo. Wheeler has been dominant. Ranger's been dominant. Chris Sanchez has been dominant. But Luzardo has had moments like his last outing or even the beginning of the season where he's looked great, and then games where he's really struggled in a way that he has even a trouble getting through the fourth or fifth inning. What do you see from Luzardo and projecting to the second half? Like, what does he have to do to be more of the good Luzardo than the bad Luzardo?
I just think he needs to be more competitive in the strike zone with his fastball. When he has good fastball command, especially glove sides, that's into a righty, away to a lefty, it really sets up his other pitches. Then he can feather that changeup away. He can backfoot the breaking ball with the slider and the sweeper. I just think it just really sets those pitches up because he does have above-average velocity. And if you're a right-handed hitter and you see that fastball at 97, 98 coming in on you, you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I got to get going a little bit sooner. I have to get going. And then all of a sudden, if you don't recognize spin, that's when he's able to backfoot that breaking ball. I'm not comparing him to Steve Carlton, but that's what lefties do, backfoot that breaking ball to righties. But it's all set up by the fastball command, especially on the inside part of the plate to right-handed hitters. If he can be a little bit more competitive on that side of the plate for strikes with the fastball, I really like his chances because that stuff is, I mean, it's not to sound funny, but it is big league stuff and then some.
So Ranger has been dominant from a number standpoint. His velocity has dropped in a way that may be concerning. And, like, you know, he's got great location, but when you start dipping to the mid-80s, it worries you a little bit. What do you see from Ranger, and is the velocity a concern for you?
It is, Spike. Normally is not, but, I mean, it's almost like when I would catch Jamie Moyer out in Seattle, Jamie's like, you know, and I'm a big guy, 6'5", 250, and Jamie's like, listen, man, you got to get as small as you possibly can back there. I got to aim small, miss small. He goes, if I miss big, it's a home run because I'm not going to throw my 85 past anybody. And I think that's where Ranger is right now. Yes, he's been really good, even though that velocity is way down. It's just substantially down. I mean, it's 3 to 4 miles an hour off the four-seamer. And, you know, that's definitely concerning for me. But if he's able to locate, then so be it. But there's going to be days where he doesn't locate, and, you know, he's going to get hit around, because there is a huge difference. I mean, a huge difference between 86 and 88 as compared to 92, 93. So that is, you know, that is a little concerning for me. He does pitch. He's got a great mentality out there. His giving you know what factor is at zero. So I think that really lends itself to, you know, to him going out there and competing. And, you know, they're unveiling a statue today in Chicago for Mark Burley for the White Sox. And Ranger kind of reminds me of Mark Burley. When I caught Burley in Chicago, it was he would go into his windup before I even put a finger down. He just believed in himself. He believed in the catcher. And he said, here it is, hit it. If you hit it, then you're better than me, but I don't think you're going to. I think Ranger has that same kind of attitude and that competitive nature. But I am a little concerned about the velocity being down. But as long as he can continue to locate and, you know, just keep changing speeds, I think we'll be okay.
Ben Davis with us. Ben, let's talk about Bryce. So Bryce,
he's back.
Bryce, well, okay. He's had a weird year, right? Because even before he went out with the wrist injury or the wrist condition or whatever it is, it wasn't the year that we normally expect from him. So he comes back. He has a bunch of bad games and then has a breakout game the last game with the four hits. Is there something we can look for with Bryce that, aside from, you know, the hitting doubles and home runs, a sign that, okay, he is on his way back to being the Bryce Harper that we expect?
Well, I think the other day was a great sign. That game on Wednesday where he was driving the ball to left field, left center, you know, he even said after the game, you know, when I'm doing that, I'm good. And when I get myself into better counts, it seems like he goes up there sometimes. I'm not saying all the time. But when he goes up to home plate, it's almost it's already pre-registered in his mind that he's going to swing. And, you know, a lot of pitchers throwing first pitch breaking balls. You know, I'm never going to compare myself to Bryce Harper, but the last thing I ever wanted to hit or go up there looking for was a first pitch breaking ball. And it just seems like he has that mindset where I'm swinging no matter what. And it could be a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. It could be a 78-mile-an-hour curveball. But I think you looked the other day, he said, I got myself into bad counts. And he said, today I didn't do that. I need to get myself into better hitters' counts. And it's going to work for him. And I think it's just the fact that he could recognize that means that he's going to be on his way. But the pitch recognition and also using the left side of the diamond, if he could do that and stay through baseballs and drive them the other way, not just hit them the other way, but drive them the other way, I think that's a telltale sign that he's back.
I think we all expected right around now, probably right after the All-Star break, for Andrew Painter to be starting for the Phillies. He has struggled at Triple-A. I mean, it hasn't been horrible, but his ERA has been at around 5. I think he's only pitched into the 6th. What is the point of the year where the team has to say he's not coming up this year? Like, is there a time during the year where you're like, where you just sort of give up the hope of this year and just let him work on his stuff in the minors and then start looking toward next year?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I think it depends a lot on, to be honest with you, with Aaron Nola and how he's going to be able to bounce back from his injuries. You know, that I think that's going to be a big thing, because having them send Abel down, who pitched brilliantly last night, by the way, in six innings and just gave up one hit. I think it really depends on Aaron Nolan and how healthy he is, because, you know, I don't think they're going to go out and throw out Taiwan Walker, another starter, although he pitched four innings the other night and did okay. But I think it's just depends on Painter and just him being consistent and make sure that he's healthy. A, he's 22 years old. Got to make sure he's healthy. And B, that he tries to start to get out of those real big innings. It just seems like every outing he goes out, the AAA level, he gives up a big inning. And that's why that ERA is so high, because he's not pitching a whole lot of innings. It's five or six, and that's it. But I think at some point, if he continues to pitch the way he is, you know, I really don't see them calling him up, because if he's getting hit in AAA, he's going to get hit in the big leagues, and you don't want to have that happen from a mental standpoint. You know, make sure he's right mentally as well. But we'll have to wait and see. But I think at some point, I think it's either, you know what, or get off the pot at this point right now with Painter. Either bring him up or just tell him, you know what, you're going to stay down there the entire season and you know, come back to spring training next year and battle for one of those five starting pitching rotations.
So, Ben, it's a little on the spot, but we've been kicking around the idea, like, if you could push your chips in on one, would you push your big trade chips in on a bullpen arm or a big bat, like a big back-end bullpen arm or a big bat? Where do you kind of fall on that?
Emmanuel Clase, please.
You want the bullpen arm.
I want the bullpen arms, yeah. I do think it's possible that they get a back-end bullpen guy. I mean, Class A would be ideal. I love his stuff. And he's under contract for another few more years with club option, I think, in 28. And he's not making that much money. It's only like $10 million a year. I think if you could get him, and I still think they could use another, you know, right-handed, consistent bat. And if they can get those two, I like the Phillies' chances, because this offense, I think, just something to help them out so they're just not so up and down. I mean, you know, they get stifled the first two nights in San Francisco, and then they come out in that day game and they put up 13 runs. It's like, how can they be so consistently inconsistent? But I think a back-end bullpen piece would be great, and if they get something, whether that be a Brent Rooker from the A's or somebody along those lines, they just need, I think, in my opinion, another right-handed at-bat.
All right, Ben, we appreciate you, and your ability to stay neutral is really something to behold. We might have to put you on the lie detector this year to see if you really are neutral.
Honest God, I would actually pass that. I really would.
See.
It just,
we'll see.
It doesn't affect me one way or the other. But again, I'm just glad nobody got hurt. So that's
all right.
Thing.
All right, Ben.
All right, brother.
All right,
thank you, brother.
Appreciate it.
There it is. I don't think we're going to see Painter this year.
Yeah, if I was betting, I guess I'd say no. They might just not need him. Like when
that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I don't even know if there's a need for him.
Yeah, he would have to start pitching at like a. They'd have to start really fast tracking.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, I also wonder if, and I think you're right when you bring it up, is the year after Tommy John surgery, how Alcantara has struggled, how Strider struggled. Like, I actually wonder if the idea of him pitching in the big leagues this year was like wrong from the start, given how those guys are struggling.
Yeah, but I think they've just been so bullish on him they were ready to bring him up in 23 as a 20-year-old. So I think they just have super high hopes for him.
Yeah.
And maybe that he's currently not reaching their hopes. I just think they've always been super, super high on him.
It was nice to see Abel settle in. And
yeah.
He had a no-hitter through five, I think, yesterday, right?
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494, Stock Watch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. We want one guy whose stock you're buying, one you're selling. Justin in Yonkers. You're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
We can hear you,
Justin. We got you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So, I'll start with the selling stock. I would sell Saquon Barkley at this point.
That's our third one.
For the purposes of the... Okay, on the topic, I just think, I think everything went perfectly last year. I think he might get injured, miss a few games. And I also just think, I think A.J. Brown and Smitty, they bought in for the 1 year, but you can't, A.J. Brown loses the game again. I think if we're running the ball, 35 times a game and he's not getting thrown the ball. So I think they're going to have to lean on Jalen. He's going to have to improve in the passing game this year. So just because his stock is so high right now, I would sell it. And, I agree with Spike. I would buy Joel Embiid stock. I think it's never been lower, never will be lower. And I just think, I wouldn't buy Paul George's stock necessarily. But Joel Embiid, if he's healthy, he's still a top five player in the world. And I think these young guys, like Edgecombe, Maxey, and McCain, it's almost like when you have an older dog and you get a puppy, it kind of invigorates the dog. Like, I'm hoping these younger guys can kind of, invigorate him and give him some more energy and – if he's healthy, he's still a top five player, so I would buy Embiid stock at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he has an opportunity to save his sort of, not save his legacy, but you don't want his career ending here like this. No. You don't want it to be an injury, a disaster season, and then all of a sudden, he plays 9 games, and then he tries it again next year, and it just sort of ends up being this whimper that it ends up with. I would rather see him go through a year, fail again in the second round, and then at least I, in my heart, can say, for sure, this guy just didn't have it from a mentality standpoint, or just, I can say that he didn't want it. The injury stuff clouds all of it. And
isn't that a perfect sort of out?
But I don't think people buy it.
The injury?
Well, I think they'll buy it, but I think on some level, the injury stuff and the choking stuff is conflated. You know, people mix up the two sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think, just for my own sake, because I've gotten to a point, quite honestly.
Which is a worse perception of him? That he's injury prone or he's a choke artist?
So here's the difference. I'm talking about for me.
Right.
So for me, I would rather know, because I believe at this point, he can't handle the pressure of big situations in the playoffs. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
I don't believe he can handle it. I don't.
Okay.
But if it ends this way, I feel like there are so many players, maybe not a ton of players, but there's enough players in the NBA, even for Charles and Dirk, who not late in their careers, but later in their careers, finally got to a point. Dirk was perceived as a choker. Mm-hmm. Charles had never gotten there. Now Charles was extenuating circumstances in that the Sixers were never very good. But at least there was an opportunity. I just want to know for sure that's what it is. Now, yeah. I think locally, I think, in 10 years, if he never comes back from injury, we can look back and say, it was failed by injury. But for me, I would just rather it end in a decisive way in that he got there again, he couldn't get it. I could handle that better than the what-ifs of the rest of his career.
Yeah, I need it the other way.
You need it the injury
almost
way.
Need the safe, he was
safe
injured all the
spot.
Time, yes.
Wow.
Because it's not about talent.
No.
So that's there.
Yeah.
But the idea of he couldn't get past the second round because he couldn't handle the pressure.
Yeah.
I think that hurts his legacy more than the injury thing.
I agree from a legacy perspective.
Yeah.
I think for what I need is to either close the book on this or not close the book on this. And if he gets there
again.
Well,
you know he's attached to you no matter what happens.
I know. Yes. That's why I just want to know, because I want to know what I believe.
Right.
I know what I believe right now. But if it ended this way, it's incomplete. My belief is I'll still have this lingering feeling. Man, if he just got there one more time.
Right.
But, because I thought he was good against the Knicks, quite honestly, And I'm also sick of, and this is from the pro Embiid people, sick of just looking at his on-off numbers in the playoffs. We all saw it. We all saw him choke against the Celtics. We all saw him choke against the Heat. By the way, he choked against the Hawks, too. He did.
Yeah.
He choked against the Hawks. And it was very easy to put that on Ben Simmons. And Ben Simmons deserves a lot of that blame. But Joel, if Joel was Joel, that they should have won that series without Ben Simmons.
Yes.
You know, like that team was an 8 seed or a 7 seed, whatever the hell they were.
Yeah.
The Sixers were a number one seed in the playoffs that year. They had a very easy first round against the Wizards that year. So, like, I, for my own personal thing, whether he's tied to me or not is what it is. I don't care.
You can't change that.
Yeah, I can't change it.
I was going to see him in Arthur
the other
day.
It's like me being tied to Wentz. No matter
Is what it is. Justin, what is your next question today? What's your favorite thing about vacation?
I haven't put too much thought into it, but I'll just say not going to work, no responsibility, and eating good food.
There it is.
There it is.
The eating good food, I'm pretty strict in what I eat.
Of course.
Yeah, I'll say you are. Yeah.
Even aside from the vegan thing, it's good for a week when I tell myself, I'm going to have all the French fries I want.
Yeah.
You know?
On National French Friday?
I might even start it today. I've not had crab fries today.
Wow.
I might have crab fries today.
Let your hair down.
Yeah.
Let your hair down.
Get a little crazy.
What do you think of the video of Embiid and Arthur? That was good.
It's always nice to see him with his son.
Kid's got soft touch.
Well, he does. He was hitting jumpers there.
Yeah.
I actually think him having a son may have put the cap on his career. Honestly, I think he likes being a dad, and I think he has learned. I think he cares about basketball. I don't think he cares about it in the way that the best players of all time care about it. And I think him having a son gave him perspective of what he actually does care about. And I think it may have sapped whatever drive he has to play again. He's got all the money in the world. And I just don't think he ever loved it in a way that the best players. Kevin Durant is obsessed with basketball. As big of a goofball as he can be, all that guy wants to do is play basketball. I don't feel the same about Joel.
Yeah.
You know?
Kevin Durant. But you said what he did with the Jordan thing, right?
Yes.
Come on, Katie.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying he's not a loser.
Yeah, come on, Katie.
Yeah. Coming up next, we will find out if Hugh Douglas keeps the belt or if the belt is taken away from him.
Looking forward to it.
As well, we have the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. It is Stockwatch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. We want one Philadelphia sports figure whose stock you want to buy, one you want to sell. Mine I wanted to buy was Embiid. It's cheap right now. One I was going to sell is Fangio. It's never going to be worth more. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies presents Crab Fries for Heroes today on National French Fry Day. A portion of all proceeds from crab fry sales will be donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.